This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper.
You guys changed things up while I was going.
What? How do you know?
The intro's nice.
Oh, well, yeah, I just...
You just played a song?
I just played a song. I didn't know if it was last week's intro.
It works.
Or not last week's, but earlier, yesterday's. Today, Tuesday? Yeah, today's Tuesday. I'm all confused now on this. So, 1 to 10, 10 being exhausted, where you at?
Well, it was fitting when you said good morning because you got me out of bed for this.
Explain. So you had to stay an extra, not night, but day, essentially, in Phoenix, Sky Harbor. You flew back to Chicago, got there at, what, midnight?
Mm-hmm.
It always gets in a little early.
A little early. Okay. Then it took a while to get to the parking lot. Did a third-party parking arrangement. You got to wait for the shuttle to get out there.
Oh, yeah.
And thankfully, the driver had a scraper. Because I apparently misplaced mine.
Oh, man.
And my car was an icicle. It took about 20, 25 minutes to get that ready to go.
You know what's funny? I always pride myself on being ready for each season. So for some reason, though, the snow hit, and I'm like, oh, no. Because it hit when I was at work. So I went out to my car, and I'm like, uh-oh. And you know what? I did. I had my scraper in my car, luckily.
That's clutch.
All right, so that's big that person did that. That's where you throw in a couple extra bucks.
I sure did. I had that. I was able to provide that. But yeah, originally I was scheduled to fly out of Phoenix at 6 a.m. Mm. You drive from Tucson through the complete desert. There's nothing in between Tucson and Phoenix.
No.
But desert, and you have these warning signs for dust storms and everything. I'm like, cool. It's 80 some degrees. It was 86 the high yesterday. And get back into Phoenix at like 12:30 or 1.
Wow.
I'm supposed to be at the airport in 3 hours. And right. Then I get an alert that my flight's canceled. I was like, cool. Next direct flight out is 7:30 p.m. So I'm hanging out at Panera Bread most of the day.
Is that what you did? You just went there and you didn't go to the airport?
I didn't, luckily.
Okay.
See, I didn't drop off the rental car and get stuck at the airport all day.
Okay.
So I had the car, went to Panera, wrote my article.
Yeah.
Get over there, but,
See, you're better than me. I would have slugged a few.
Yeah.
But then again, you had to drive home.
I did have to drive back.
I forgot about that.
So you go from a place where there's dust storm warnings and you get, there's ice and snow everywhere. And it's clear pretty much all the way down past Kankakee and everything. And then give them that last 30-mile stretch to Champaign and there's cars in the ditch and I got to drive like 30.
It was not fun. It was not fun. So I guess I know it stinks to come back in it.
Yeah.
But at least you missed most of it.
True.
Is that
fair? If my flight actually would have went out and got in, I probably might have been one of the people in the ditch.
Yeah, right. You would not have enjoyed that drive either, but I'm glad you made it back. I know it always stinks. Just traveling in general can get you a little tired, but when it gets messed up just a little bit, that's when you're like, oh, boy, I feel like everything's mixed up. So
yeah, I got to Champaign at 3:30.
Oh, my. So you went to bed.
I came from the land of the Sun Devils. I'll tell you, the real hell is sliding into town at 3:30 on 30 miles an hour. It's 9 degrees.
It
took me an hour to get home last night.
It was bad. I was very cautious after my little ditch appearance a couple of years ago.
Remember that?
So I was very cautious. Even then, back then I was even cautious and got into the ditch. So I'm one of those that have left a car in a ditch. So I was very cautious last night. I'm glad it happened last night. We got a game tonight. So, you know what? Kudos to everybody out there that's plowing, driveways, the roads, putting the salt
et
cetera, down, everybody that clears parking lots, everything. I know you guys and girls have been working all day and all night. So appreciate that because now you drive down and it's pretty much clear. So, well, we got through our second blast of winter and it's not even December. I mean, it's not even close. It's not even Thanksgiving. We're like 3 weeks from Thanksgiving even. So this is crazy. All right, real quick. How was Arizona, though? Not the games, not everything, you know, El Jefe you can talk more about because I can't wait to visit that place.
Oh, you're never coming back. I'm going to have to give you a hug and say goodbye right. because you're really not coming back.
You know, because so far I've been to Tempe 3 times, but not yet have I really gone out. Because all of the time I've spent with Lucas for the most part, so that Saturday when we're out there on Thanksgiving weekend is going to be Lucas will be with me, but I'm gonna have some fun that day watching Illinois and Northwestern. So that's gonna be my first fun day, really, in Arizona, at least the last couple of years. And, that's in Scottsdale. Is that old Scottsdale or just Scottsdale?
It's Old Town.
Okay, Old Town. Cause that's where all the cool bars are.
Yeah, there are.
So Lucas told me. Now you gotta be 21 to get in. At night, right.
Yeah.
So, he's never been there, I guess, but he told me that's where they all go. So in general, though, you get out there, you land like in the mountains, essentially, right? You're almost like surrounded by mountains. The weather is beautiful. I mean, everything about it is just perfect.
Yeah, it's a great time to go, too, because it's not incredibly hot.
Right.
Like, it's not 110. It's in the 80s or high 70s and Red Rock Mountains everywhere.
It's awesome.
Palm trees. They're really into Christmas. I know the people are here too.
I saw your tweet. That was hilarious.
But they're playing Christmas music. They got like banners of snowmen, and I'm like, that is not surviving out here.
Do they overdo it early just because they don't really have?
I guess so.
I mean, the Christmas season. If you grew up in Arizona, you wouldn't know any different.
Yeah.
Right. True. I mean, you wouldn't know that it's supposed to be snow. Although everything you watch was Santa. Is snow and everything you see on TV or whatever is all associated with snow and Santa and then you go to places like Hawaii or Arizona or Florida and it's just another day.
Yeah, like back here you have Frosty the Snowman. I assume there you had Inner Sandman. Like right. Sandman is the holiday.
I like it.
Also, every house out there is the exact same. And like businesses, they all look like something from like the cantina in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Like there will be a Pizza Hut and it's on the same building, this like rock stone looking building that like a house is.
It's really
like,
cool.
It's almost weird.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's really
like the
cool.
Same structure duplicated like 6,000 times.
Exactly.
And every business and every house is made from that structure.
And they have windstorms, but they don't have the kind of storms we have, hail and that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's one of those where nothing that the roofs never get damaged out there. So, so they never have those kind of claims, et cetera. But well, I'm glad you're back, man. I mean, it was a long trip.
It was. But it was fun. It was one of the most fun trips I've had as far as covering something and, between going to Grand Canyon, that campus is beautiful. I'm looking into getting a graduate degree.
I've never been to that campus.
They tailgate their student section, which is, you know, very well, it's well documented how crazy they are,
yes.
But, they have a huge tailgate set up outside with like inflatable pop shot. They've got a buffet line. They've got bags. They got redneck
Holy
golf.
Cow.
They got spray painting for their hair and face painting like stands and everything. It's really high level. And the bass was rattling my chair the whole game.
Wow. Wow. See, that's gotta be an experience to take in. Has to be.
And the Jerry Colangelo Museum is something to see, too.
I saw that, too. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, but I saw what you had sent about that. See, Arizona State, they don't tailgate for football games. It was the weirdest thing in the world. When I went to a game last year, we just walked up to the stadium. Nobody's tailgating. They just don't do that.
It's all about the after party?
I guess. Yeah, and I'm sure they were partying before. I just don't know where they were. I wasn't into where they were at. So, but that's why I kind of hope... I know a game time has been announced for Iowa. It's 11 a.m. for Illinois and Iowa. That's in 2 weeks. Of course, Illinois a bye week this coming Saturday, a chance to rest. And then the Iowa game's at 11. I hope the Northwestern game's at 11 because I want to check that out at El Jefe at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then hopefully see the Arizona State-Arizona game hopefully that'll start about 3, but who knows? I'm sure
What's
it'll
up with Colangelo wearing only GCU gear?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Was he wearing GCU?
Yeah,
they showed him on the TV and he had a GCU hat and like a GCU
shirt.
Oh,
he lied to us. He told Craig and I he was going to be neutral. He wasn't going to wear either color. He wasn't going to cheer.
That was not true.
And see, before the game, I was listening to the radio with Brian and those guys. And before the game, they interviewed him, and it sounded like he was in neutral colors. He must have changed during the game.
When he met with us, he met with Craig and I, and then he met with the radio broadcast right after that, and he was wearing, like, a blue sweater type thing. Mm. I don't know why he's wearing a sweater.
See, that's like, remember when Strick did that up at Madison?
Yeah.
When he was wearing his Wisconsin, and he's from there. So, what is the rule with that?
I don't know. I'll give him a slight pass because he has a statue outside and the museum is named after him and all that. So I guess that is a slight, a little bit of a pass.
That is fair. I guess he's due to be able to wear a GCU hat or shirt. But it is strange.
He's
with
in the Hall of Fame
here,
though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that would be like, I remember when Southern came up and played Illinois in football, I had my Saluki gear on. Because that's my college. That's my alma mater. That's who.
That's true.
99% of the time, I'm rooting for Illinois. But that day, I was pulling for Southern. And it surprised me because I remember when they played that game. Of course, like any game, is early on in the game, you're still in it. You feel like, oh, we got it. It was kind of like that Illinois Arizona game. but I remember watching that game, and something happened to where Southern. They had a call that went against the Salukis, and I thought it was bad. I was livid. And here I am every other week or every other home game. I'm at Illinois cheering like heck for the Illini. That game, I was livid when that call was made against Southern. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm proud of you, Lon. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, 21-year-old you came out.
But in the back of my mind, I kind of had this idea that Illinois was still going to win the game. It was one of those, let's do a win-win and let's keep Southern close, but Illinois get the win in one of those. So
one funny note from the post game of that. Of the Grand Canyon game, Dan Marley called out Eddie Johnson because he had given him tickets to the game Eddie Johnson sporting the Illinois hat. Not that that was a big surprise, but it's kind of
funny.
It,
well done, Eddie.
Exactly. He shoots up as one of our favorites, right, on the list, ahead of Strick, obviously. Steve Stricker's busy, man. Did I tell you, Mike Small, of course, our wonderful golf coach and a friend of the program, I had kind of leaned on him a little bit and said, can you help us try to get Steve? Because he is the Ryder Cup captain, of course, and you guys know how bonkers I am about the Ryder Cup. And by the way, I didn't get tickets. That was a crazy thing. Ryder Cup, man, they didn't make friends this year. But anyway, Steve is just so busy right now with PGA of America, so we can't get Stricker on. I was hoping to get him on before the Ryder Cup to talk to him a little bit, but we'll try after. When things die down, we'll try to get Steve Stricker on because we've never had him, I don't think, on the airwaves here at SJ Broadcasting, so it'd be cool to get him. All right, so we're going to look at which Illini bowl opponent would you like to see? I like this. So projections have listed a ton of games and a ton of teams that Illinois may play. Of course, it all depends on if Illinois wins another game or even two to get to 7 or 8 wins, and then whatever everybody else does. But we'll go through that at 4:30.
It'd be interesting to see, are you going – winnable game.
Ooh.
What looks better.
Ooh.
Just matchup. I don't know.
How important is it for you guys, now that we know we're in a bowl, now that we know Illinois is in a bowl, how important is it, and just be honest, how important is it for you in your mind that Illinois win a bowl game? What do you think? What do you guys think?
I don't care at all.
Okay.
Because first of all, the bowl game, unless it's super duper important, like obviously a college football playoff game, I've never thought like this is a must win game. Depending on the opponent, you know, like going into that Louisiana Tech game, I thought you should beat Louisiana Tech.
Right.
Plus, I didn't like the fact Louisiana Tech blew you out here.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be motivation to want to win the game depending on who you're playing. But on top of that, what if they win 8 games and then win the bowl game and that's 9? That's setting such a high bar for next year that it's going to seem like next year is regression if they win 7.
That's
right.
That's
so, like, I almost want to temper the long-term expectations for this thing by not winning 9 right now.
That's fair. Hey, life is fragile, though. If we can get to 9, we get to 9.
Don't
we worry about it.
I don't really care.
But I see what you're saying. I get what you're saying. And really, it's kind of what I expected you to answer because I feel the same way. Now, then again, when that day rolls around, we're all going to want to win. We're all going to be, you know, kind of tailgating, partying, pre-partying, and of course, for a bowl game, which will be awesome, right? We haven't done that in so long. We got to remember how to do that. But it really is, Derek, about getting there. And then kind of the build up to it, right? So if you're in, let's say, Music City, it's the build up all week of talking about Illinois being in the Music City against Tennessee and what does Tennessee have? And, you know, this is, you know, here's the fun day. They went to Dollyland. They probably wouldn't do that. They went to Opryland one day. They is that Nashville? Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of the build up to the bowl game to where the actual game itself is just kind of a, all right, well, here we're here. Let's try to win it.
Yeah, I mean, you try to win the game, and I'm going to be the recruiting guy and think of it from this standpoint of when you're pushing towards, I know the early signing period for football is December 18th or 20th, so you're probably playing after that. But February 5th, they're going to be guys that are making late decisions.
Yeah.
If you win that bowl game and kind of ride momentum into the offseason, the more wins, the merrier, let's be honest.
Right.
I think that could maybe you flip a couple of guys.
How do you think this... How do you think the recruiting probably up until what are we calling it? The Wisconsin game is kind of that's the watermark of where it all kind of switched, right? At least to this point. How do you think the recruiting has changed since then? I mean, I guess we probably could get somebody on to really kind of nitty gritty talk about the Illinois recruiting, but you know, there for a while, especially in state, that's the thing that still continues to now. I'm not sure that there's that many great players in state, to be honest with you.
That are available.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So I don't know how much that now changes. And certainly you would think that some of those players out there that have heard negative recruiting for the last year or 2 years saying, well, why are you going to Illinois? You know, this isn't, you know, look what they're doing. They're only winning 2-3 games a year. They're not getting it done. And even earlier this year, after Eastern Michigan, let's say, you've got other coaches saying they just lost to Eastern Michigan. Are you sure that this process is working? And so now all of a sudden you beat Wisconsin. You've won 4 straight in the Big Ten. Now I would assume maybe some of those recruits are thinking, well, hold on a second. This is changing.
Yeah, I saw in-state defensive tackle Denver Warren, who...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, high three-star or low four-star.
He was announced that he was going to commit, and it was April Fool's Day, and then at the time of the commitment, he said April Fool's.
Oh, that's
right.
That kind of
turned some people off.
The number 7 player in the state of this class, and he was one time committed to Michigan?
Yep. And then he decommitted. LSU's in there, I think.
LSU's in there. And he had tweeted, I see you, Illinois, or something like that after the Michigan State win.
Okay. So. Well, certainly LSU's putting on a pretty good display as well in terms of that.
The Bama bar, their team bars, going back to Old Town, the Bama bar was next door. Eddie Lacy was in there.
That is awesome.
And we were kind of, me and Craig were like, should we go in there and try to say hi to Eddie Lacy? I was like, well, they're down 2 scores to Bama, or down 2 scores to LSU, and there's been some time to get liquid emotional about it. I probably wouldn't go in there.
Eddie
Lacy. That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
I know. Did he play in the pros?
Yeah, he was with the Packers, and then he got fat, and they cut him.
Oh, that's right.
He was really good for the Packers for 1 year, and then I forgot about him.
Yeah, that's the other thing I got to check out when I go to El Jefe. I got to check out all these other bars. That's kind of cool.
If Brian is listening, which I know he tunes in, who runs the Phoenix Club.
I was going to say that's Brian, right? Yeah.
Iowa is directly across the street.
Ooh.
And he said that Illinois, being that they, you know, haven't won won a whole lot, they don't do it every week.
Oh.
And he's like, well, yeah, originally we were going to take a pass on that Iowa game. Now we're kind of up in the air. Do it.
Oh, you got to do it.
Have the cross street rivalry back and forth, Illinois and Iowa. Have some confidence about it.
Red Rover, send somebody right over. I mean, you could, that's what they ought to do is play a little game where the Iowa guy has to go over and take all the heat, and then Illinois guy goes over. Whoever's winning, they have to send somebody else over. That'd be kind of a fun little battle. So, yeah, that will be cool for sure. Hey, Michigan, Adam Miller comes out and says, all right, here's my final three. It's Illinois, it's Arizona, and Louisville. And then all of a sudden, Adam Miller today tweets out, whoop, Michigan offered. Is Juwan
Howard? I know you were going to spring this on me.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Is Juwan Howard going to have a press conference tonight and mention Adam Miller?
I was going to say the saving grace if Adam Miller for some reason commits to Michigan is that Juwan's going to mention his name so many times they'll get hit with a sanction and he can't actually go there.
I think if they say their name, that kid shouldn't be able to go. No, I'm kidding. Then you're punishing the son or the kid.
It's just you have the
any worry,
the prior experiences where Xavier Simpson, all of a sudden popped to Michigan and they weren't even on his top list. Colin Castleton, they swooped in late on him. So being that Michigan in the recent history does make you worried a little bit, and obviously Juwan Howard connections to Chicago.
Yeah,
his son Jace played with Adam Miller on the Mac Urban Fire this past summer.
Oh. Well, that's
kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Doesn't Illinois play Michigan early?
Yeah.
Here, right?
First Big Ten home game.
Okay.
Couple of weeks.
Then let's put that to bed. Let's just win that game. win that by double digits, and then Adam Miller will be like, why would I even consider Michigan?
Well, if you're going off of that, then why would he be considering Illinois? Because they just lost by 21 to the other team.
Well, the top 20 team, yeah.
The decision from him, he says, November 21st.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see how we go there. All right, listen, Rod Smith was on, was he on the Jeremy Warner show? Oh, sweet. I didn't get a chance to listen to that.
It was good stuff.
Okay.
Well, now you can.
Yeah, we're going to replay that at 5:30 today. Trev's Ticket Week 11 recap, that went well. Trevor is kind of making a rebound. Of course, Mikey Dudick, he joins us every Tuesday, and he's going to join us at 5:05. Maybe Mikey Dudick is the key. See, like his freshman year at Illinois, he was a freshman All-American. Didn't they make a bowl game?
Well, they made one in 2014. Was that his freshman year?
Is that his freshman year? So now then, he's basically a freshman with the drive, and we're going back to a bowl
there
game.
It is.
So guess what? Next year, we're not going to have Mikey Dudick on. Because then his sophomore year, I don't think they made a bowl game, right? So,
no.
So, yeah, I mean, this will be the last year you're going to hear from. No, I'm kidding. If Mikey wants to come on every year, we'd love to have him. But we will hear from Mikey Dudick at 5:05. Coming up next.
Yeah, that was the Heart of Dallas.
Okay. And they won that
Tech.
No, they lost to La Tech.
That was when Jahad Ward picked up the fumble and ran it back and then fumbled it back to Louisiana Tech.
All right, I was thinking Baylor. That was my bad.
That was 2010.
That was 10. Yeah, that was way before.
They beat RG3.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
It should have been way better that season, but I digress.
Now, Illinois is going to a bowl. We don't know how many wins, what bowl yet, but we do have a lot of projections on some teams they may face. So when we come back, we'll kind of go through each team. We'll decide which one we want to see. And like Derek said, is it more of a matter of, oh, I want to face them because I think we could beat them? Or is it, oh, I want to face them. That's a cool team. We haven't played in a long time or ever. And we'll go through all that list next. There's like 10 teams or so on that, so we'll go through that. Derek is back. I'm excited about that. You can always find us on Twitter. Just search at TheDrive93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms as iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TayandPiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at ESPNCU.com. You can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or TheDrive93.5.
Hans D. snuck in. And he's got like a black coat on in a dark room. So all I see is just his face. Hello, Hans.
Hello. I have to prepare for the cold.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then, you know, it's just how it goes sometimes.
Well, I appreciate you
sitting in a dark cave with dark coat on.
Come on now.
How many minutes were you late?
I was maybe 5 minutes late. Sorry. I came back from a test.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I passed it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad for you.
Yeah.
Is this like an air flight test or something?
Aviation. It's one of three tests I have to take to get an instrument rating.
All right. All right. I wonder what's on an aviation test. What's one question on an aviation test?
What degree glide slope is the ILS?
Okay, that's enough of that. It is the drive.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get your car in shape for any season. With our AutoZone Rewards program, members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times, which means you'll have more to spend on safety upgrades, like replacement headlights. Replacing dim headlights can boost your visibility, so you can light up the road and drive with confidence, no matter the weather. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point. With Mike Golic and Mike Golic Jr.
Steve Mills fired David Fizdale, and all that's left to do is fire David Fizdale. I mean, that's what he did.
That was cowardly by Steve
Mills. Oh, my God.
You want to talk about someone I don't want to be in a foxhole with? It's that dude. Because he just took Dave Fizdale and backed the bus up right over him. Like, threw him straight under that thing and ran over him a couple of times. Saying, we put together a roster we thought was competitive. Doesn't seem like it's producing. I wonder why. Like, there's no we're all in this together. We've got to figure out solutions. It's, nah, man, it is that guy's fault. So whoever's going to take this job next, just know that dude who has now been through, I think, 5 different coaches in his Knicks tenure has Steve Mills. That's the dude you got going to bat with you. So keep that in mind when you walk around and looking in the office and wondering where the knife in your back came from.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid November 14th through November 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. This is how doers get more done. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, will make history.
You are phenomenal.
Carrie Underwood hosts the CMA Awards with special guest hosts Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. Performances by Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. Plus, Garth Brooks with Blake Shelton, Lady Antebellum and Halsey, Pink and Chris Stapleton, and so much more. The CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Jay Lehman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
I tell Lisa Byington, I'm like, I have never seen Wisconsin get schemed up like they're getting schemed up on someplace. Because I saw some chunk runs. I saw Navarro's pass. I haven't seen that this year.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing. And be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Camel crickets. Look out for camel crickets. I saw another one in my basement, Piper.
That's something you get checked out, man.
I think I'd rather square off with a king cobra than a camel cricket. It looks like an alien, and it moves sideways, and it jumps 38 feet. You can't get it. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
the problem.
Oh, freaks me out, man, those camel crickets. All right, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. I'm scared of crickets. Derek Piper is there. What are you scared of?
Snakes.
Okay. Anything like you shouldn't be scared of that you're scared of? Like for me, a camel cricket, which is one millionth my size or whatever. Maybe not one millionth. Trevor, anything for you?
Well, mine's flying. Sorry, Hans.
Oh, just...
I just absolutely
how about an animal,
flying.
Though?
Well, you stole mine, Trevor.
Oh.
Heights.
Something I should...
Flying?
No, wait.
Yours?
You have
I'm
a kidding, fear of flying?
It's like, wait a minute.
I'm scared of mice, though. They freak me out.
They are. Mice? They're quick.
Yeah.
They're quick.
And
yeah.
They go everywhere.
They do. They can get through anything.
Okay.
Yeah, they're tough. Okay, that's good.
I'm not going to judge anybody's.
No. Because I've got... what is it? The other day, somebody was scared. They're scared of butterflies, and I'm like, a butterfly? But then again, I'm freaked out by a camel cricket. So I don't know. 359-2255. What should you not be scared of, but you are? You can text those in right now.
Adam Miller going to Michigan.
That's fair.
Nice.
All right, Trevor. We got Mikey Dudek next
the Bears
hour.
Quarterback.
Oh boy. Rod Smith audio. No, it'd be more like Trubisky rolling out. Although you'd probably take that. It's just a matter of him not handing off when he
relatively
doesn't.
Take that, because I have to take something from him.
Right.
I would rather not take anything.
No. All right, Trevor, lead us through this next one. Which Illini bowl opponent would you like to see?
I just thought this would be fun, and everyone seems to be doing the which bowl would you like to see them in. So to pivot off of that a little bit, we'll do which opponent would you like to see them play. These are the list of opponents from various sources, ESPN, CBS. These are the ones I could find. Now, there's probably more out there that they could end up playing. The basic rule of thumb for me seems to be an ACC team or a Pac-12 team or Tennessee. It seems to be what keeps coming up. Now, there's no scientific, you know, reasoning behind that. That's just what the experts on ESPN are predicting.
Okay, so and there is some scientific because certain bowls are tied into certain conferences.
Right, but I mean, the fact that they're picking Tennessee over another 6-6 SEC team, I don't know why.
Okay, fair enough.
Usually they try to attract the two fan bases that travel,
right,
depending on where the game is, et cetera. Like Illinois, Tennessee, and California wouldn't make a ton of sense to me, but
no.
Both of those teams probably have good fan bases that travel well. So
be a lot of orange.
It would be. Lots of different shades of orange.
Right.
So I'll just run through them, and you guys tell me whether or not you like it or not. And then if you have another one at the end, you can throw it in.
You literally bookend the two that I want Illinois to play.
That was accidental.
You bookend this list with so you'll start and finish with the two that I want to see Illinois play.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So we'll start with Tennessee, the only SEC team listed. Would you like Illinois playing Tennessee and why?
I would. So there's a weird reason besides the fact that I've got some buddies that are big Tennessee fans. I think if they play Tennessee, it would be the Music City Bowl. And I am a big fan of that, as you guys know. And I'd love to face having Tennessee kind of being that home favorite, if you will, in Nashville since they're in their home state. Tennessee's a program, Derek, that has, you know, back in the day, this was one of, you could almost call it a blue blood, right? I mean, when it came to college football, Philip Fulmer had that thing rolling, the old Rocky Top. They sold out, you know, they're in Knoxville. I mean, they sell that place out. It's just a cool program. I think it's one of those, they're orange. So a little bit of that for me, like growing up, I was like, oh, it's another orange team. I don't know why. I know that sounds stupid. Kind of like being afraid of crickets, but I think it's just a school that it kind of was once a power. And now they're trying to find their footing to get back to being in that elite status. I don't know that it'll ever happen again for them. And Illinois, I think it would just be kind of a cool thing to say, I beat Tennessee, because even though they have been really bad of late, and they're no longer a power, and I'm not sure, again, if they'll ever get to that elite status, or if they ever technically were. But to me, it would be like, hey, we've got a bowl win over Tennessee on our, and I think that would sound kind of cool.
See, I love the argument you just made, because I was going to use the exact same one for the next team on this list.
Ah.
I'm not going to give any spoilers, but
good call.
I agree with you with Tennessee, especially if it could be the Music City Bowl, to be there in Nashville, obviously a flood of Tennessee fans. I think it'd be a pretty nice destination for Illinois fans to show up as well, and someone that lived there for a year. Good bar scene.
I didn't know you lived there.
Good place to have a good time. I'll tell you that.
You lived there?
First year out of college.
You holding out on me.
Interning for 24/7 Sports, yeah.
Sweet! In Nashville. How did you afford that? I mean, I can only
afford
like...
Didn't live in a great spot.
Okay.
I'll tell you
by watching a lot of high school football.
Oh, did my. That too, yeah.
I can only afford like 3 days a year in Nashville. It is a crazy place, but I agree with you. I think that'd be cool.
I'm also cheating off of your guys' itinerary yesterday. ESPN has the Gator Bowl, Illinois versus Tennessee, and that would be in Jacksonville.
That would be okay. And that's still an easy... Listen, I think Illinois fans would flood Nashville. I really do. And I know Tennessee fans, and I know sometimes a bowl game doesn't sell out, but I think that would have a shot at getting a really good crowd if you had Tennessee and Illinois in Nashville. I mean, it's a 5-hour drive. And then for Tennessee, I'm not sure how far it is to Nashville from Knoxville, like 2, maybe 2.5. I think that would be a cool spot for both of those teams. And then again, in the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, that's not a hard place to get to either. You could drive that. That'd be cool.
Well, there's a lot of alums in the state of Florida, too, as well.
Shad Khan could just buy hotel rooms for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
And that, by the way, is the only tie-in. It'll either be, as you pointed out, either the Music City Bowl or the Gator Bowl this year. That's the only Big Ten SEC tie-in.
Okay.
So the only chance you'd have to play Tennessee or another mediocre SEC team would be in either the Music City Bowl slash Gator Bowl.
Has Tennessee, do we have time? Can you look up Tennessee real quick, Derek? And I say that I don't want people to think I don't do my job. It's hard for me to reach my computer. So can you see where they're at in terms of record and who they play next?
They're 5-5, 3-3 in the SEC. And the computer, I'm going to talk while the computer loads and tells me who they're going to play next.
Because let's assume Illinois wins 7.
They're playing at Missouri and then Vandy. So they got Vandy. They're going to
at least one more win.
So they'll get to 6 at least, kind of like Illinois.
They're probably either going to be 7-5 or 6-6.
Okay.
One 3 in a row. They beat South Carolina, UAB, and Kentucky.
They've gotten better.
Now, you might have played Missouri, but they're ineligible for the postseason.
Oh, that's
right. That would have been your other SEC team that you might play.
Hey, by the way, I got that Tennessee on my Trev's ticket.
Nice.
Oh, you picked them?
Because Tennessee's played a lot better lately.
Ole Miss is 4-6, and South Carolina's 4-6, so I suppose one of those two teams could win their last two and supersede Tennessee in that Illinois bowl game, but I doubt that's going
to
happen.
That'd be cool for Andrew and I, since we just went to the Grove last year.
That's
true.
Cool, so you're probably facing Tennessee if you're in the Gator Bowl or Music City
Bowl.
Okay,
fair enough.
Next up, another name that really isn't. Florida State.
I'm going to shut up and let Derek talk. I agree with
you. You already stole all the points. It sounds like a really cool matchup. You're telling recruits 3 years down the road, yeah, we beat Florida State in a bowl game to really get things kicked off. And they're like, what was that, the Orange Bowl or something? I must have missed that. No, it was the Tax Slayer Bowl or whatever it is. I don't know. The Pinstripe Bowl, I guess, is the ACC tie. But, again, Florida State, brand name, used to be good, not good anymore. Needing a new coach. I think it's a winnable game just based on those factors. But when's the last time, if ever, Illinois has gotten a chance to play Florida State?
That's a great point. Didn't Illinois, I don't know if he'd still be playing, but didn't Illinois have a defensive lineman that went to Florida State and when all...
Well, Howard Griffith's son.
Okay, not that, though. Okay. It was somebody that was on the Illinois roster, and then he either got hurt or he left and went to Florida State, and I remember... what was his name? He was a big defensive lineman. I know somebody's going to know this and they'll send it in. But he tweeted out something about kind of like making fun of Illinois in the sense that they weren't winning and Florida State at the time had won a couple of big games. And I think I remember that it may have been after Illinois lost down in Tampa to USF. And
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, somebody will send it in. I know they will. So, hey, the other thing about Florida State is, while we lament the Chief not being, part of ours,
there's that.
They'd be able to come out on a horse and throw a spear and just do all sorts of stuff.
True.
So we'll be, that'll really get us fired up before that game.
Maybe their band's allowed to play the war chant. You could enjoy that.
All right, go ahead.
So the ACC tie-ins would be the Pinstripe Bowl or the Quick Lane Bowl, but I'm just saying it right now. If Illinois wins another game, they're not going to be in the Quick Lane Bowl because that's like the worst bowl. So if you face an ACC team, you're probably facing them in New York City in Yankee Stadium. Another option for that team would be Pitt.
That doesn't excite me at all. Unless Larry Fitzgerald is there to flip the coin or something
Pitt
before the game.
Beat USF earlier this year, if you recall.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, UCF, not USF.
Oh, UCF.
UCF, who was technically the national champion a few years
ago. Yeah, under Scott Frost.
They're 6-3 right now, so if they continue to win, you're probably not going to face them unless Illinois also continues to win. But they have North Carolina, Virginia Tech, and Boston College remaining.
I mean, basically they have, Hans. Your mic's not on, Hans. I mean, he's interrupting our
Rookie
show.
Rookie moved to interrupt us and then not have his mic on.
I was just waving over to look at the text line, but it looks like Tito Odigbo.
That's who it was.
To Miami.
We went to Miami.
Tito it was Miami. My fault, not Florida State. Thank you, Hans. I appreciate that. Okay, Pitt, no excitement there. Tony Dorsett played there. Dave Wannstedt coached there. That's my only ties to Pitt.
Doesn't do it for me from a name recognition standpoint. The only ties that we need to have for Illinois and Pitt is that Illinois beat Nicholls State barely, and Nicholls State went and beat Pitt.
Fair. Next up in that same Pinstripe Bowl potential would be Louisville, who is 5-4 after being absolutely horrible last year. They hired Scott Satterfield, the Appalachian State coach, and he's kind of turned it around. They're 5-4, third in the ACC Atlantic, so... With 3 games remaining against NC State, Kentucky, and Syracuse, they could get to 6-6 or 7-5.
Lamar Jackson still playing there?
Nope.
Okay, then I don't want to play Louisville. I mean, I really wouldn't want to play
Louisville. Well, I was going to say, I would rather play them without Lamar Jackson.
That's a good point.
You can give them Teddy Bridgewater and they will talk.
I guess Louisville would be kind of a cool game, but I'd say eh on that.
Better than Pitt.
Yes.
But behind Florida State and Tennessee. I'd be up in the air between Louisville and Tennessee.
Oh, I think I'd want Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, continuing our run of ACC projections. Virginia Tech, they're 6-3, and they've got Georgia Tech left. That's a guaranteed win, so they're going to at least be 7-5, maybe 8-4 by the time you play them. Thoughts on Virginia Tech?
Who was their longtime coach?
Well, it was...
He was the king of special teams or something, wasn't he?
The king of special teams. No, he was the one... There's that meme. It was Beamer, right?
Beamer. Yeah. Frank Beamer.
It was
Beamer
ball. It was the meme of where it was nothing... Ball, Beamer ball. Nothing going into double overtime, and he had his hands in the air. Or going into overtime, it was nothing, and he was celebrating that they made it to overtime, nothing.
Or was he doing just the double fist, like, it's nothing?
No, he was celebrating.
Oh, okay. Virginia Tech would do nothing for me at all. At all. I think I'd rather face Pitt.
Wow.
Michael Vick went to Virginia Tech.
Marcus Vick.
The quarterback that almost played at Illinois, or did he play at Illinois? Was that A.J. Bush that started at Virginia Tech?
Yep.
Yeah, so I guess
it was also Dwayne Lawson who never got here.
That's who I'm thinking of. So
they both went there.
Those are your ties to Virginia Tech. I have no interest.
Nah, Va Tech ain't. They ain't it.
Okay. Up next on the They Ain't It ACC teams, it's NC State. They're 4-6, so they have to win their next two. But they've got Georgia Tech and North Carolina, which could both be wins.
Now,
this is just your winnable game because NC State probably is 0-4 away from their home stadium.
Okay. So you could play NC State in a really blah bowl and beat them. No, I don't want that.
It's funny how we're doing this, and if any of these other teams had a list and say, do you want to play Illinois? Although, I don't know. Illinois has some national storylines because they had the huge comeback against Michigan State and Wisconsin.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
I agree. Hey, Lindy just said, why did Lon sing USC's fight song for the war chant? I did. That was my fault, Lindy. I'm not sure why I did that.
Good catch.
And Dan Marino played at Memorial Stadium for Pitt. Good call.
Interesting. NC State is like QBU.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers.
Well, he was Pitt, though.
I know. I'm just saying also NC State had some really good quarterbacks in their past. Russell Wilson.
I was going to say. Transferred from NC State to Wisconsin.
Right. Last on the ACC list of teams for the Pinstripe Bowl that have been mentioned, it would be North Carolina. You've already faced them twice and lost to them twice in the last 5 years. They are 4-5 with 3 games remaining.
I would say just because Mitch Trubisky went there, you wouldn't want to face that because you'd be mad at him, although you might beat him. I pretty much am learning to myself right now that I don't want to face an ACC team in a bowl. North Carolina doesn't even
Florida excite State?
Me. Florida State would be the one. Okay. Yeah, good
Other call. Than that, New York City against an NC State, North Carolina, or Pitt does not excite me at all. But it's a bowl game, so I'm not going to complain.
That's would it true. Be any kind of further revenge against 2005 North Carolina?
Yeah, a little bit.
I feel like the 2009 ACC Big Ten Challenge was your revenge because you won that game at home against North Carolina basketball.
That's right.
And you won there the very next year.
In basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, James went there.
That's right, yeah.
So it's I had an 8th grade basketball practice. So for those middle school coaches scheduling practice during Illinois games.
At least you've gotten over that.
Right. And now for the Big Ten Pac-12 bowl time, which would be in Santa Clara. That's what I'm rooting for.
Yes.
We start with Cal.
Well, Aaron Rodgers went to Cal, and of course he wanted to come to Illinois.
You think that would come up during the broadcast?
I think it would a few thousand times. I'd be fine playing Cal. I think that'd be kind of cool to play. This, again, I think it's, you just don't play a lot of Pac-12 teams. I know Washington, we had that little 2-year stretch where they hammered us a couple of times, but I think Cal, I'd be okay.
Cal is Michigan State. They have an enormously really good defense, and their offense stinks.
Well, we just took care of Michigan State, so let's play.
I don't know what God took care of, but
yeah, they've scored 94 points in 6 Pac-12 games.
Oh my!
But they've also got one of the top defenses in the country.
Very good defense.
I'd be all right though.
That matchup makes sense to me.
I'd be all right.
Next up, Washington State, who most people pegged as a potential playoff contender. They're 4-5 right now.
Oh, wow. Matt Loveless, we'd have him on that way.
Any chance to see Illinois against Mike Leach? Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, 1,000% yes.
I mean, how fun would that be for our local media to go and cover Mike Leach?
Right.
I mean, he's in a, I mean, you talk about two different dudes, Lovey and Mike Leach. I'd be fine with Washington State. I'd be fine.
The Mike Leach offense against Lovey, cover 2D. Sign me up.
I'm in.
Finally, the NFL Bowl.
Oh.
Illinois versus Arizona State.
Can't you see that, though, being serious? Now, obviously, everybody that listens knows that Lucas goes there, so I'd be head over heels to face Arizona State in a bowl game. Can't you see, though, those in charge saying, look, we got a chance to pit Herm Edwards against Lovie Smith, two guys that came from the NFL. They're reviving programs now at both of these schools. This is a perfect storyline. And you know the NCAA, and I know it's not the NCAA that picks these. I mean, there's bowl committees that pick them. They're always looking for storylines, and I think that'd be a great one. I could definitely see this happening. Now, Arizona State, though,
they're 5-4 with three games left against Oregon State, number 6 Oregon, and Arizona.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to get that one against Oregon State.
You do. And it's on the road at Oregon State, which scares you. Oregon is at home, I think. They're going to blow them out. Yeah,
Arizona ain't great.
And Arizona's not very good. So I think Arizona State could get to 7 wins. Illinois could be 7.
So that would be the Red Box Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Santa Clara?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, I like that one.
Sign me up for that one.
I'm calling it right now. Trevor's going out, too.
Well, my aunt and uncle live in Santa Clara. So that'd be like a shoe-in for me.
I got $100 on your flight.
Okay.
If it happens. So I got your first 100. And Hans D's mom will paint you a picture.
Why can't Hans just fly me there and then we don't have to worry about any of the expenses?
Hans, would that really be coast to coast, or would that be like...
Yeah, that would be a cross country.
That would be a cross country.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to Terre Haute.
Can you not do cross country yet, or?
No, I can.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing it. The term cross country kind of triggers you guys.
How much is it to just rent a plane for like a couple days?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
How much would it be for a plane to disappear for a couple days?
Free.
I got a couple friends over at Flightstar. Maybe we can make this happen.
Yeah.
So, I'll call them tonight, see if we can make that happen. Would you feel comfortable if I could arrange, I'm kidding here.
Yeah,
if I could arrange a flight, hypothetically, would you be comfortable with Hans?
I actually would, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
If we had a free flight to California and Hans offered to fly us, I'd actually be okay with that.
Derek?
I'd be willing to do it, yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Good to know.
Hans, how freaked out would you get halfway through that?
Oh, I was, flying through it?
Yeah, like halfway.
I feel like he'd be the model of cool, calm, and collected.
I think he would, too.
Yeah, I would love it.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe
flying over the mountains and everything.
Maybe the four of us will just load into a plane and a little Cessna.
Sure. He could take us right underneath the Golden Gate Bridge, do some tricks.
I love this.
He skipped a show to prepare for a flight. I can only imagine how much time and preparation he put into to getting us there.
Exactly. And finally, is there anyone else?
How many times would you have to refuel a Cessna or a little guy?
Yeah.
Am I saying it right?
I fly a Piper Archer.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Even better.
Can we all fit in it?
How many times would we have to refuel if we flew to Santa Clara?
It's about 5 hours.
Okay, so
our full tank.
It's literally like a car. We'd be stopping we're hitting every other state.
5 hours for a tank? We could make it, right?
Maybe a couple stops.
Yeah, probably a couple.
It takes less than 5 hours to fly from Illinois to California, doesn't it?
But, I mean, we're
not on
like
that
120
thing.
Knots.
Yeah, we're not on a jumbo jet here.
That's fair.
We're like, like you can actually see the cow when you go by.
That's fair.
All right, go ahead.
I was just going to say, is there anyone that I didn't list that you would like to see Illinois play in theory? Now, you can't say Alabama. But
right. Alabama. The only other one, I think, let me think here.
Because there is the bailout Armed Forces Bowl that anyone's allowed in where you play either Army, Navy, or Air Force.
Okay, I don't want that. No disrespect, especially on Veterans Day week to that. I don't know. Who would be another team? I mean, it'd have to be, maybe an SEC team? Would it be Kentucky?
Here's some other teams that are bowl eligible right now, but kind of like fringe bowl eligible barely. Central Michigan, Cincinnati, I don't know where you'd play them in terms of a tie-in. FAU with Lane Kiffin.
Oh.
Let's see here. Kansas State.
No.
Marshall, Memphis. Memphis is going to be too good. Miami.
That'd be kind of fun. That would be kind of fun.
I was going to say
I don't know what Miami's
play
record
Jeff
is.
Thomas.
I know they've been worse than they thought they were going to be. Miami's fourth in the ACC Coastal, and they are 6-4. So you could play.
Oh, and then they've got the kid that's coming next year, right? A safety that's coming to Illinois, but he can't play
Derek
next
Smith.
Year. Yeah, Derek Smith. Yeah, I don't know. Can he play next year? Is he sitting out this year?
Yeah, he can play next year.
Okay, so he'll be here as a safety next year.
Nevada, Oklahoma State, San Diego State, Temple, Texas A&M is 6-4.
That'd be all right.
Utah is probably going to be too good. Virginia.
No.
Wyoming. That's the list.
Okay. Now, I think, so in order, I want Arizona State, then Tennessee, then Florida State. Who's your top three, Pipes?
I will go Florida State, Arizona State, and Louisville.
Okay.
I want Washington State.
Washington State, put them in there.
Okay.
Three for me.
I'd say Washington State, and then the names Florida State and Tennessee.
Okay.
Just so we could be the name.
Hans?
I'd probably say Florida State, Tennessee, and then I'll throw in Miami.
Okay. All right. I would take Miami. How about Miami in the Gator Bowl?
I would love it.
Well, that's an SEC tie.
Oh, that's so that a tie. Work, so they couldn't.
You could only play them in New York. Unless something really funky happened and... If both Minnesota and Ohio State got in the college football playoff or something, then everybody would move up a few slots, and then stuff would get weird.
We're so bad at this. We're so new to this, right?
Yeah, it's hard to navigate. It's been 5 years.
We are newbies to the whole bowl game, and it's going to be like us getting to the NCAA tournament. We're going to be like, okay, so what do we do? Yeah, do we play on Thursday and Saturday, or is that Friday and Sunday? All right, so there you go. Those are your teams. You guys to yourselves can pick your top three. When we come back, Mikey Dudek, former Illini All-American. I want to ask him about when he realized that year that they were going to a bowl game, what that felt like, and was it icing on the cake every game after that, unless they clinched at their final game.
It was because they went four and six, and they beat Penn State and Northwestern to get to 6-6.
Okay, so once they found that out, I want to ask him about that. Also, Rod Smith was on the Jeremy Warner show this morning. You'll hear some snippets from Rod Smith, really good stuff. And Trev's ticket, we'll do a little recap at 5:45. Lot to do. Keep firing in your text. I know we got one that says, who's your MVP of this Illinois team? And then, you know, I don't know, we'll just go through that maybe if we get time and talk about that. We can even ask Mikey that same question. All right, we are back with Mikey Dudek. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.